Hospital.
All right. Hey, everybody. Hello, everyone. It's me, Walter. Yeah, me, Walter. Right, me, Jeff, no one cares. And Matt. How you doing, Matt?
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm fine. Yeah. So, Matt, we decided to do a different setup today. We decided to come in my office. Yeah, it's great. Don't you have creepy things on the shelves behind us like those guys?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You recognize the orange hair one? Yeah, that's what is that, a toy?
That's Mortimer Stearns, my first dummy.
Oh, great. No one cares.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So, Matt, this is kind of an unusual video today because of all the ones we've been doing the most of the best, or some of the best of the other characters. Right?
That's right.
And today, yep. It's going to be the video we're going to premiere. We pushed it 15 minutes because we had a few technical issues.
Yeah, you.
Well, I moved the whole studio here. I moved it over and power strip went out.
No one cares.
So anyway, Matt, this is unusual because a lot of people don't know this. When they see my specials, they see me come out and on some of the specials, we've edited every bit of my stand-up out. But in my live shows, I come out and do 30, 40, 45 minutes of stand-up myself on my own opening act.
Because you're a cheat bastard.
That could be it. And and so a lot of that gets cut out of the specials because we only have, you know, in an hour special on TV, you've got, 44 minutes, something like that? And so We edit out all my stand-up and go straight to the dummies because that's what people usually want to see.
So why are we doing this video of your stand-up?
Matt, I think I told you this last week. A little bit of narcissism here. After you picked out some of the stuff, as we've said before, when it's in a special, I usually edit it all that out of the show after that, the live show, because now people have seen it on TV and you don't want to see it, you know, twice, unless it's a greatest hit or a bit or a joke that I really love and I want to keep, and I'll keep that, but 90% of it goes away. So a lot of this stand-up stuff I have not heard in years, and it actually kind of made me laugh.
Good, you're the only one.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's interesting is a lot of this stuff may have only ever appeared publicly on a DVD, but not in the Comedy Central special. So some of this stuff, some people may have never seen.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, because, you're right. Because we released the entire special on the DVD without anything edited. And then we edit it for the television, which is, you know, my live show. Those live shows, when we shoot those specials, are usually an hour and a half long. And what you get on the special itself, once it's edited down, is only the 44 minutes because of commercial breaks. And so you're easily cutting half of the show out. And a lot of that is the stand-up. So now we've included it, and some of the stuff made me laugh because I'd forgotten all about it.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and
well, the other thing that I found really
go ahead.
Interesting was that a lot of the phrases that I see your fans repeating in comment sections and things like that are actually from your stand-up and not only from character stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, that's nice. Some of the isms. Yeah, well, that's great. It does remind me sometimes of, again, those pieces that I forget all about. And it's so funny. I think most comics will tell you this. Somebody will say something from your act, and you'll go, "What? Where have I heard that before?" And you don't realize, because it's so out of context. You go, I know that. I've said that to Audrey many times. Somebody will say something, I'll go, "Yeah, great." And then I go, "Wow, how do I know that?" She goes, "That's your joke." I'm like, "Oh, yeah, all right."
Seriously?
So I'm curious, since this is the video about you, the best of Jeff,
right?
Why is Walter here?
Yeah, Matt, thanks for bringing that up, Jeff.
Well, when we first started these, we just introduced the video, and the first one was Walter, appropriately enough.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't think of doing the Dear Walter questions or the Dear Ahmed questions or whatever, so he was not live when we premiered that first video, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So we're making it up, Walter.
Huh?
We're making it up to you.
How's that?
Well, you get to be on mine.
Yeah, mainly because no one wants to ask you questions, and so no one cares about that.
Okay,
fine.
But again, the video is going to premiere on YouTube at 10:45 Pacific time, which is in 17, 18 minutes. And if you are on Facebook right now, you can click to the link, wherever the link is, and also on YouTube, Matt, right? It'll be a link. to go straight.
Yeah, Facebook's up there, YouTube's down there.
Oh, Facebook's up there, YouTube's down there. Down there. Okay, good. All right. And then my favorite part of this, Matt, is everybody sent in questions. We sent out a post and said, hey, if you want to ask Walter some questions, please do so. So you send in your questions, you posted them, and we have picked out some. And Walter, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, but before you do that, actually, I have a question. Yeah. Is the Dear Walter segment, was he the first one to do this in your live show?
Yeah, you know what was funny is I was playing the improv in...
Will judge if it's funny or not.
Okay. I was playing the improv, the Tempe Improv, which was one of my favorite clubs for years and years. And... the Comedy Connection in Faneuil Hall in Boston was one of my favorite, and the Improv in Tempe was my other favorite. For some reason, Phoenix and Boston, those were my two huge, huge audiences, great audiences for years when I was doing the clubs. But I was sitting around with one of the former managers of that club, and I said, his name was Dan. And I said, Dan, you know, I was thinking this, what if... We were sitting at lunch one day before the show, and I said, what if people were able to ask Walter questions? And we really write them down on paper, and I just conceived of that sitting right there that week, and I said, I designed the little the questionnaires, and people, I should go get one, they're right over there, but where people could write the questions to Walter. It said, Dear Walter, and it said, please give your questions to Walter, and then we'll gather them up before the show, and they did, and then while the opening act was on, I'd be going through the questions, picking out my favorite ones, and we'd answer them live on stage. And that turned into one of the closing bit of the show. It was just fun, because people knew that this was all, you know, it was their names, it was their questions, this is all new every single night. So we continued that with Walter for years, even came out with a book called Dear Walter, with some of the best ones. And then after, I don't know, a decade and a half, then I changed it to Dear Ahmed, and Ahmed started answering questions. And it's just one of my favorite parts of the show. So, you know, why not? Oh, and then I got sneaky, and I put on the lower part of the form, I said, fill out your address, and we'll send you mailings of when we're going to be back in your area. And we had a giant mailing list. And then the internet came along. This is how long ago this was, the early 90s, middle 90s. And I said, let's add the email address on there. And then we amassed this giant email address file. And we've used it for years. And so there. So there's a little history.
Okay.
Nice. Is that why they keep calling me about my car warranty?
We did not sell the email.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, and I swore to everybody we would never sell their email addresses, never sell their snail mail addresses, and we never did. It was always kept for our stuff. So we don't sell those email addresses.
Do not. Okay.
I like your sweater, Walter. Shut up. But Matt, I can't remember. What did he have this sweater on for?
I don't think he ever... I think it was a sweater that we... auditioned for something, but ended up going against it.
But he has it on, so we used it for something. It must have been some video.
Oh,
what?
It must have been the COVID video.
Oh, the last one.
Comfy at home.
All right. No, yeah. Really? Yeah, I can't believe it's been.
Or the Zoom. It's Zoom bombed.
It's been almost half a year since I've been on stage. It's absolutely nuts. It's crazy. All right. So we're making up for it a little bit. We took some of the best questions off the internet. And here we go.
Okay.
All right. These are your names. These are your questions. Kimberly Walker Crow. Dear Walter, please tell us your favorite qualities in your running mate, Kamala Harris. Kamala. So tell us some of your favorite qualities in your running mate, Walter.
Okay, this is not funny anymore. I am not Joe Biden. Yes, there are a lot of similarities. I am not Joe Biden.
Right. What are some of those similarities?
Our looks.
That's obvious.
I live in a box. He lives in a basement.
Mm-hmm.
And we both depend on someone else for everything we say.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
That's nice.
What they don't show you when he's in his basement, back that camera up, he's actually sitting on someone's knee.
Oh, I didn't know that either. Nice. All right, Janet Gibbons. Dear Walter, what's the first thing you say after sex?
Oh, nothing, because I'm asleep by that time.
Okay. Brian Mooring. Dear Walter, during this pandemic, has your marriage gotten stronger since you've had so much time on your hands?
The only thing that's gotten stronger during this pandemic is my wife's desire to kill me.
That's happening in marriages.
Are you kidding me? I had to take anything sharp out of our kitchen and bury it in the frickin' backyard.
Right.
Then I looked in her browser history and she's learned how to kill a man with a lock. A lock. I thought lock was a funny word.
All right. Scott Johnson. Dear Walter, what are your thoughts on the upcoming election?
Oh, my Lord. Like an ice cream brain freeze? Makes me want to stick a fork in my eye?
Mm-hmm. That bad?
Except the debates, right? That's going to be like the Tasmanian Devil and Daffy Duck.
Yeah.
And who's who?
Don't be stupid.
All right. Janice Walker, dear Walter, I'm curious, does Jeff talk in his sleep?
Yeah, that the voice comes out of his wife. Thank you. Be here all week. Thank you.
Daniel Kramer, dear Walter, since the beginning of the pandemic and the stay-at-home order, have you learned anything new about your wife?
Yeah, apparently she sleepwalks holding an axe over her head. Well, that's what she said when I woke up and caught her standing there with the damn thing.
Mm-hmm. Samantha Rowe, dear Walter, where would you like to take your wife for a second honeymoon?
Same place I took her on the first one.
Oh.
Only this time I'll leave her there. You need a da-dun-dun. Nah.
Yeah. All right, Janet Simmons. Dear Walter, how would you like a hot, warm-blooded woman for the night?
Good Lord. There's a pandemic. How about in the morning instead? I'll be gone that you can clean my room. Is that wrong?
Yeah, that's kind of misogynistic.
And that's why I'm funny.
Brian G. Mann. Dear Walter, my wife wants a little ankle-biter dog. I don't want anything else that poops in the house, especially a dog. We agreed to let you break the tie, so thanks for answering.
Hey, hang on. You don't want anything else that poops in the house? Is there a horse in your living room? What is wrong with your fans?
So no little dog?
I don't care, actually. No little dog and keep the horse.
Right. Why?
Well, because during this pandemic, we're all going to run out of food, so the horse will last longer. Rough times, rough comedy.
Corey Thomas, dear Walter, do you smoke after sex?
I don't know. I never looked. But I think one time I started a campfire.
Dane Watkins, dear Walter, what is your favorite Western movie?
Blazing Saddles.
Why?
Because by today's standards, there's no way they could ever make that film today. Right, Matt?
Never, never in a million years.
Show your twin son the scene where the guys are farting around the campfire. Hey, there's your Gone with the Wind. Ha ha! See how I did that?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, look, there's another one. This is also from Dane Watkins.
Also, my autographed Funko Pop never shipped yet, and it's been almost 2 months. I highly doubt anyone will see this. Well, thanks for the vote of positivity, Dane.
You know, actually, what's great, Matt, as of yesterday, all the Funko Pops ordered by PayPal have finally been shipped out. And
that's great.
Yeah, they're doing all the foreign ones. Those are all done. The ones out of our country and the international ones. And now they're pumping out the ones that were ordered from my website. And the credit cards have not been charged yet, but they will be charged when they finally ship. So there, we apologize for the delay. Huh?
You're signing furiously, like literally.
Oh, I'm
day.
Signing like a crazy person. Yep. And that's not the delay. I'm in front of them. I'm keeping in front of the shipping. So the delay was a software problem. We got so many orders that we couldn't handle it. But, you know, next time, that won't happen again. All right, Derek Burke. Dear Walter, my wife watched me cross the mopped kitchen floor. She then asked me, did you just walk across my clean floor? Does that mean she is training me to be a liar?
Derek, it's a trap. Women are way smarter than us. Just drool a little and pretend you're having a seizure.
Does that work?
Once.
Right.
Maybe twice. If she's gullible.
All right. Jerry Jenkins, dear Walter, you've been married for quite a long time. What's your secret to remaining so happy?
Clearly, this person has never seen our show.
Right.
Or Jerry is smoking crack.
One of the two. Halsey Yazero, dear Walter, how long did the magic last in your marriage before it ended?
I don't think there ever was any magic because I could never make her disappear. That's a Copperfield joke, Matt.
John O'Neill, dear Walter, this weekend is our 40th wedding anniversary. Would you please wish my wife and me a happy anniversary?
Nope. Next. All right, freaking happy anniversary. Yay. 40th. Good Lord.
Rick Stewart, dear Walter, I've been married 2 times, 10 years each. I'm thinking of doing it again. What are your thoughts?
Well, Rick, just do it.
Sure.
Once an idiot, always an idiot.
Okay.
Come on, Matt. That's funny.
Chris Gale.
You're like one of the guys in a radio show that are forced to laugh, aren't you?
No. This is the first time I've heard any of these. These are great.
Okay. You're forced to laugh like an annoying sidekick. Second banana. Tell a joke.
We have a couple of those out here in L.A.
Yeah, I don't want to name any names, but yeah.
Chris Gale. Dear Walter, if a woman argues in a forest and nobody is around to hear her, does that mean she's still right?
Chris, the correct answer to your question does not matter. But the wise answer is, of course she is. Don't be a moron.
Right. Jack Houston. Dear Walter, I'm celebrating my 50th birthday next week, and I'm just a little concerned. Is there sex after 50?
Nope, that's it. You're done. Have a nice day, Jack.
All right, so those were some of the ones that I just grabbed off the internet this morning. So there you go.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
How long until the video?
Can I put Walter on the spot?
Sure. We got 4 minutes until we premiere Jeff's stand-up video on YouTube. But go ahead, Matt.
Matthew Albert here in the comments wanted to know, can you recite a marriage haiku? And I'm going to change it a little bit. I know that you used to write greeting cards. Do you have a poem from one of your greeting cards we could hear?
Oh, my. Why? Yeah, thanks for putting me on the spot, Matt. We didn't talk about any of this.
No, I'm sorry. But I just saw this question.
The sunshine. I used to do one like that. My love for you is like... sunshine over mountains, and my love for you is like moonlight over the ocean. I will love you forever.
Right.
Dirt bag.
Right. I got to give a shout out to Bill Engvall. We were, I was doing these Dear Walter things, and Bill Engvall and I were working the, was it an improv at the Riviera? Yeah, it was the Improv Riviera Improv. And this was years ago. This was back before I'd been on The Tonight Show, any of this stuff. This is like 1988, 89. We were working it there. He was the headliner. I was the middle act. And he said, you got to get Walter to talk a little crustier. Like what? Get him to say like dirtbag a lot. So, it's like dirtbag. So I wrote a couple of jokes with the word dirt, or I wrote the poem with the word dirtbag in it. And it would actually get a big laugh. So, yeah.
Spicing it up with the word dirtbag. Thank you, Bill Engvall.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess back in the day, that was a word that could get you in a fist fight.
I guess. Did you know Judd Apatow actually wrote a few jokes for Walter back in the day?
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then one of my favorite ones, it was just such a simple joke. It was, Walter, something like, Walter, I thought love lasts forever.
Yeah, hang on to that dream, pal.
Yeah, so, it was right. Simple line, huge. All right, what else? Alonzo Johnson. These go by so fast. So fast. Lori Parker, when are you coming to Florida again? You know, it's so sad, Matt. We have all these dates on the calendar, and we really do try and keep them there. And then when it gets to be a month out, and we know there's no way in heck, we take those dates, and we don't cancel them, but we move them. And, eventually we will get back to being on the road and doing shows. I can't wait to see how this is going to happen. But we will be back to it.
What else?
Let's see. I've got one here from Loretta Taylor. She wants to know if you have any advice for a 34-year married couple.
34-year married couple, any advice? I guess what you're doing is right, and, you know, folks wonder, you know, is my husband going to talk about me the same way Walter talks about his wife eventually? Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You talked about Biden a little bit earlier. Somebody was asking, is Walter going to run for president this cycle?
You know, we're still doing... Well, should we talk about that video?
Well, that's what I was bringing up.
All right. Well, we've been working on a video. We've been writing the video, and Walter's going to... It's going to be a presidential video, and it's going to be... Should we even tell him what it is? Why not? A debate.
Oh, really?
All right, why not? It's going to be a debate.
Okay.
And Walter's going to be in it. So you guys will have to stick around. Maybe we'll have it done by a week from today. I hope we will. That would be just awesome if we could. All right. Well, one minute away from the video. It's premiering on YouTube. And it's like, is it Facebook up here and YouTube down there?
Facebook's up.
Facebook, YouTube's down. So click on the link. Yeah. We're heading there right now, and I'll make some comments while we're watching.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. Hope you enjoyed the fantastic Dear Walter section. If you did, let us know. We'll do it again.
Right.
Yeah. Which one was your favorite?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Me, Ahmed, Bubba J, or Melvin, whatever. Okay. All right.
See you guys in a sec. Bye.
Do you know how to get out of this?
I'm usually not. No.
Which one's faster?
I don't know. This one up here.
Oh, good for you. Okay, you got that one.